Story 6, Harry Potter and the Zombie Menace. Harry Potter wandered along the edge of the woods. Everyone else was inside having a good time, but he wanted a quiet moment to think. So much was always going on in his life, it took time to analyze it all. Something hard bounced off his toe as he took another step, and he looked down to find he'd kicked a small, roundish stone. He picked the stone up and threw it into the forest. After a brief moment, there was a thunk and a moan. From the gloom burst a figure moving unsteadily toward him. "Hello," said Harry. "Maw," said the figure. As it got closer and moonlight streaked across its face, Harry could see flaps of skin dangling from its cheekbones and skin mottled with rot. He turned and ran back toward Hogwarts. Hermione Granger and Jenny Weasley sat at a table beside each other. They each held one end of a long sausage while carefully stuffing it in their mouths. Ronald Weasley sat watching and mumbled beneath his breath, "This shouldn't be turning me on, and yet it is." Harry flew through the doors of the banquet hall to where his friends sat. "Zombies! There's zombies outside!" Hermione removed her end of the sausage from her mouth. "That can't be. That's absurd. Zombies don't exist." "The one I just saw most certainly did." Jenny continued to slide her end of the sausage in and out of her mouth, and Ron continued to stare until Hermione nudged him.
"What? Oh, hi, Harry."
"Zombies, Ron," said Harry.
"Zombies? Where?"
"Outside, headed this way."
"Well, we better tell Dumbledore," said Hermione.
Harry, Ron, and Hermione stood in Dumbledore's study, their mouths agape. Dumbledore lay on his back on the floor, his robe laid out beside him. A pantsless Filch squatted over his chest.
"Hi, everybody," said Dumbledore. "Have you ever been to Cleveland?"
Professor Dumbledore, sir, there are zombies coming to Hogwarts."
said Filch.
"Oh, really? Well, we should get Severus then. He'll know what to do. Let me summon him."
Dumbledore squeezed his nipples and hummed. After a few moments, Severus Snape strode into the study.
"You summoned me?"
"Yes, Professor. Apparently there are some zombies headed this way. Where are they coming from, Harry?" said Dumbledore.
"The one I saw was coming from the woods."
Snape sniffed.
"I smell feces."
"That's me," said Filch.
"No, beyond that. I think I know what's causing this."
Filch grunted and a large brown log squeezed out onto Dumbledore's chest. Bellatrix Lestrange lay in a wheelbarrow on her back with her dress hiked up to her waist and her legs spread. Narcissa Malfoy stood between the handles, facing away and pulling the wheelbarrow behind. As she pulled, Bellatrix cackled, liquid feces geysering from her and splattering all over the ground. Wherever it landed, a hand thrust up through the earth.
"We need to make a potion," said Snape. "We need to use water that's been touched by a spirit."
"I think I know what to do," said Harry.
Harry walked into the disused bathroom, and a faintly luminescent figure flew past him.
"Oh, hi, Harry. It's so nice to see you here again. Can I interest you in a bath?"
"Hi, Myrtle. I just need some of the water."
"People always think I moan because I'm sad," said Myrtle. "But really, it's because I brought a vibrator with me."
"That's great," said Harry.
He walked over to the pool in the bathroom and crouched down, removing a small glass flask from his shirt and dipping it in the water. When it was filled, he stoppered the top and put it back.
"Well, that's all I need," he said.
"Oh, Harry, don't you want to watch?"
"Not right now, Myrtle. I'm busy. Maybe later."
"I certainly hope so, Harry. Oh."
Harry, Ron, Hermione, Snape, Dumbledore, and Filch were walking through the woods together, approaching a clearing bathed in moonlight. Once they reached the edge of the clearing, they stumbled over freshly churned earth.
"It must be here," said Snape.
"Okay," said Dumbledore, stepping out of his robe. "Hand me the potion."
Snape removed a potion from his cloak and handed it to Dumbledore. He slid the cork out, then drank every last drop. Filch got on one knee behind him and slid a finger into his butt. Dumbledore concentrated, then started peeing all over the ground. As the pee soaked into the earth began to glow.
"This really smells awful," said Harry.
The group began walking back to Hogwarts, coming across piles of half-rotten clothes and bones.
"It looks like it worked," said Harry.
Dumbledore nodded.
"And I have just enough left for a little golden shower. Isn't that exciting, Filch?"
Untold Tales of Harry Potter. The email address is untoldharrypotter@gmail.com. The website is untoldharrypotter.blogspot.com, or, if you'd rather, untoldharrypotter.tk. Send email in. If you do, it'll get read on the show. Keep listening and tell your friends.